Gwydor need a two-pointer. Here goes Donal McGillivray, kicking it high. Is it dropping and dropping? It's dropped over the bar. A mighty, mighty score from Donal McGillivray has levelled up this game. 15 plays 15. They got the two-pointer you said wasn't coming, Christy.
Well, I have to stand corrected there, Oisín. They didn't look like getting a score like that, but what a score that was in Donal McGillivray. Oisín, he was about 5 metres outside the two-point arc. They're out on the right-hand side. What an inspirational score in the draw. Last kick of the game.
Yeah,
Game's over.
There's the final whistle. The game is over. We've had a cracking final quarter here in this match. A super closing 10 minutes. It really was a dull affair right up until then, but it was end-to-end stuff. And McCool's thought they had won it when Oisín Gallan had put them two up in the closing stages in injury time of the game. They went two up in the clash, but Donal McGillivray with a mighty, mighty score with the last kick of the game, levelling it up for a share of the spoils, 112 to 15 points. Christy, you've got your breath. What do you make of that finish?
Oisín, the Cools have absolutely got it there. They didn't come out with 2 points. They were in total. It was kind of like the St Michael's game when Gidor played St Michael's down here in the first round. The Cools are in total control for 90% of that game, Oisín. Gidor, a bit of a purple patch for about 7 or 8 minutes, Oisín. They got a goal, 3 or 4 points out of it. Again, McCool's responded. The control there in the last 5 minutes, got those 2 points, put them 2 points up. They'll be really disappointed, Oisín, they didn't close the game out. But at the end, Oisín, that score from Donal McGillivray was brilliant. And any score like that deserves to get a team a point, because it was huge pressure kick out on the right-hand side. 2 or 3 metres outside the 2-point arc. It was an absolutely brilliant score, Oisín. But looking at the game, Gidor didn't probably deserve the point out of it, Oisín. I don't think they played well enough. McCool's came down here with a game plan and they executed it, and they probably deserved the victory. Played really well, Oisín Gallan coming on, kicked that free kick at the end there. The way they held the ball, the way they kept possession, Gidor didn't press out enough, Oisín. They did then with 10 minutes to go, and they got the rewards. But probably looking at it from Gidor's point of view, who'd been seen as one of the championship contenders at the start, if they're to put themselves into that talk, Oisín, they'd need to really press out a wee bit more, bring more aggression to the game, because once you go deep into the championship playing teams like Glenties, and we've seen Four Masters won there today, those teams are playing front foot football, Oisín, pressing up very hard, aggressive. I don't think they'll get away with playing like that against those types of teams, Oisín. That's sitting deep and letting them move the ball around.
Yeah, so 24 minutes into the second half, Eamon Colum stepped up with the game's only goal to put Gwydor in front, 1-9-2-11. But after that, Oisín Gallan had scored two. Chad McSorley got his third of the game. The second half substitute, Kevin McCormick, got in the scoring act as well. And when you look at the point that was added by Ethan Harkin, as we went to the dying seconds of the match, it was McCool's that were leading by 2 points, 15 points to 110. But Donal McGillivray was the man that saved the day for Gidor. He didn't fully save it because they didn't get the win, but they did get a share off the spoils. Full-time score here, Gwydor 112, McCool's 15 points. And what that now means in the table, Dunlow and Glen Swilly share the top 2 spots and 6 points, separated by just plus 1 of a difference, with Dunlow leading the way. On 5 points now, we have Niamh Connell and St Eunan's in that order. Gwydor are up to 5th in the standings with 5 points as well, but they have a lesser score difference than Niamh Connell and St Eunan's. Niamh Connell plus 29, St Eunan's plus 20, and Gwydor have plus 7. After that, it's Four Masters and Kilcar who both have 4, and now McCool's join St Michael's, Glenfinn, Ardra and Termon all in 2, with Downing's on 1. Kellybeg's, Niamh Columba and Éirua are bringing up the rear of the table, still without a win in this championship.